Jacaranda FM. Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 30, Johannesburg 29, Mbombela and Polokwane 27 degrees. It's a big day for spaza shop owners in the country. It's the last day for registration after the government started targeting unregulated spaza shops at the beginning of the year and last year, following an outbreak of a number of foodborne illnesses.
The next stage is verification of these businesses as to where do they exist and what are they selling.
The Minister of Cooperative Government and Traditional Affairs, Vilenkosi Tlabisa, says he's satisfied with the way the process is going so far. Gauteng received more than 4,100 spaza shop applications, with more than 1,800 of those submitted by foreign nationals. The Gautrain bus service continues to operate with limited buses. At least 200 drivers were dismissed this week. Their dismissals reportedly followed after complaints were raised to management about buses allegedly being unroadworthy and not operating with the necessary permits. Here's Gautrain spokesperson Kesaji Naiga.
All Gautrain buses are fully registered and have valid licenses as well as certificates of roadworthy. Not all buses have valid operating licenses, and we have been in discussions with the Department of Roads and Transport to expedite the issuance of these operating licenses. We have issued workers who have embarked on an illegal work stoppage with notices of dismissal.
20 police have arrested 350 suspects as part of Operation Shanella. The suspects were arrested for various crimes ranging from gender-based violence, murder, armed robbery and rape. Here's police spokesperson Jan van Dijk.
During the operation, 862 individuals and 572 vehicles were searched. 222 auto infringement notices were issued by traffic officials amounting to 98,350 rand, with 7 vehicles discontinued for non-compliance with the Road Traffic Act. 26 identified premises and crime hotspots were searched and patrolled.
Following an outbreak of bird flu in Europe, the South African Poultry Association says the country could face a possible crisis in a few months' time. The outbreak has so far spread across Europe, USA and Argentina. Here's the association's Isaac Breitenbach.
Companies or countries battle to keep it under control because by way of culling and biosecurity. And we are concerned that the virus will spread with wild birds coming from Europe to South Africa in the spring. And therefore, the industry is lobbying for vaccination of our birds to protect our industry.
And we end off in Kenya, where police have said they're confident they will catch whoever murdered a Scottish businessman whose body was found in a sack of pineapples. Campbell Scott was last seen on the 16th of February attending a conference at a hotel in Nairobi. He was discovered days later in a sack of pineapples in a forest in the southeast of the city. I'm Chanel September, back with more news on Afrikaans at 11.
Thank you, Chanel September. I've got something for you. 5 minutes past 10. Good morning if you just joined us on the show. It's Friday. We just want to have fun. To all of our reps on the road, thank you so much for your WhatsApps already coming through on 084-850-0942. Our truck drivers, all of you and your practices playing Jacaranda FM, we are delighted that we can be present as the work zone. Okay, here's a quiz for you. So the answers are yes or no. Okay, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay. Do you know what a lazy Susan is?
No. What's a lazy Susan help?
Do you know what a square, it's not electronic, carpet sweeper is?
Square carp vacuum cleaner. No?
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. No. What do you call?
You must have one of those buzzers.
I can just make one. I can also make elephant sounds if you're in it. What do you call the long doorstop? It's filled with sand. It looks like a snake, but only in recent years, from the 80s, they zhushed him up to look like a dog. What do you call that doorstopper that you put behind your door in order to keep leaves, bugs, and even snakes? It prevents it from coming into the house. Chanel?
Geen idee nie.